and what I expect from the Bible. I'm afraid I made my selections, Job, Deuteronomy, Psalms, Ecclesiastes, Prophets, out of my own doubts and struggles, not because I expect these books to teach me the secrets of life. I find in these particular books companions for my pilgrimage. In them, I discover myself. And for this reason, I have written about them personally and subjectively, not analytically. I begin with Job because I've spent so much time in my own writing exploring Job's questions. Many scholars believe it to be the oldest recorded story in the Bible, a brilliant drama predating even Abraham. Job strips a relationship with God to its bare essentials, one man, alone, naked, having it out with his God. In a pattern that recurs throughout the Old Testament, God stacks the odds against himself in favor of human freedom. And the very fact that the Bible includes Job with its powerful arguments against God's injustice underscores that pattern. Deuteronomy I chose because I love its tone of melancholy realism. While the rest of the Hebrews were itching to cross a river and enter the Promised Land, old man Moses took the time to reflect on the hard lessons they had learned and the harder ones they would soon face. The fact that we now use crossing the Jordan as an image of spiritual triumph shows that